Good morning. It's December 17th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. The music you're listening to is O Little Town of Bethlehem by the Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra. Today's title is The Star. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Mark 2:9-11, New King James Version. Have you ever been lost in the woods? I mean really lost. Like you were hiking a trail that became less easy to identify, and you struck out on the branch you thought was the real one, and before you knew it, there was no trail at all, and you were literally in the middle of nowhere. Even if you had a trail map, you no longer knew where you were on it. So no amount of turning left, then right, then going 200 yards, then right again would help you. People from Maine know about deep woods, fog, rural roads, and getting lost. Two of my favorite comedians of all time are Marshall Dodge and Robert Bryan, who created the Bert and I series of books and recordings based on their storytelling days as Yale undergraduates. Popular when I was a child in the 50s and 60s, these stories are as iconic today for those who love Maine as L.L. Bean and Boiled Lobster. Which Way to Millinocket is one of my favorites. I was standing outside the Sutherland's IGA store one morning when I heard a flivver approaching down the street toward me. Which way to Millinocket? Well, you can go west to the next intersection and get on the turnpike, go north through the toll gate at Augusta till you come, well, no. You can keep right on this tar road. It changes to dirt now and again. Just keep the river on your left. You'll come to the crossroads and, well, no, let me see. Then again, you can take that scenic coastal route that the tourists use, and after you get to Rockport, Millinocket. Come to think of it, you can't get there from here. What you really need if you're lost, and really should have to keep from getting lost in the first place, is a fixed point to guide you that you can see all the time. Detailed directions, including every turn, get confused if the trip is long and may be inaccurate to begin with. That's why travelers for eons have been guided by the North Star. That's why God provided the star in the east for the wise men to follow. They could see it whenever they looked up. Jesus says of himself, "I am the root and descendant of David, the bright and morning star." Revelation 22:16, New King James. He is the brightest light in the sky, and his coming marks the receding of darkness and the dawn of a new day for everyone. He states clearly, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." John 8:12, New King James. All of us are spiritually blind by nature, stumbling around in the dark, lost in a world where evil abounds. There will be plenty of people along the way who offer you different step-by-step directions on how to get to that state of peace and joy we've talked about. Unfortunately, none of them will get you to Millinocket. In fact, without Christ as your fixed and guiding light, you just can't get there from here. When you feel lost, when everything seems to be going wrong, when nothing you do or say turns out the way you intended, you need to look up toward the bright morning star. He's right there, every day, waiting to lead you in the absolutely right direction. You'll discover once again that you shouldn't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff, as Richard Carlson famously wrote. Your salvation is the big stuff. Living free from guilt, shame, and worry is, believe me, the big stuff. Love God, love others. Fix your eyes on that morning star and pay attention to where it leads. If you can see him, you know where you are, and you can use the map he provided, called the Bible. It turns out you can get to Millinocket from here. Father God, have your Holy Spirit give us a nudge every time we start asking directions from anyone other than Christ. Lots of different routes look like they could be fun and get us where we want to go, but if they lead us in any direction other than toward you, we will surely end up lost in the woods. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.